Welcome back to the Finsiders here alongside John Congemi, Greg Likens here. We've got a special guest in studio and a good friend of mine, Andy. It would be nice to actually talk to you in person on the radio as opposed to over the phone or see you at training camp. But Andy Cohen, columnist, you know him on Dolphins.com. You can follow him on Twitter at @acohenfins. Andy, first of all, thanks for joining us. How you doing?
Greg, I'm wonderful. I'm so happy that you've gotten this gig. I think you're going to do a wonderful job. The Dolphins are lucky. I think it's a win-win situation, so I'm very happy for you.
Thank you very much, Andy. It's great to be here. I'm thrilled to be here on the first day, and everybody's been so nice. But the focus now has to be on the draft coming up. That's what the fans want to know about. And you just had the opportunity to talk to Dennis Hickey, new general manager of the Dolphins. And give us a little bit of an overview on this revolutionizing that he's doing as far as when it comes to preparing for the draft and using technology.
Well, it's very interesting. I was fortunate that Dennis gave me a few valuable minutes of his time about an hour ago, and he showed me his smart board, he calls it. It is probably a 75-80-inch screen on his wall that has enormous capabilities as far as rapid fact-finding, biographical information, rating players. You know, when you hear you're on the clock, it has meaning to all different people. When Dennis Hickey hears you're on the clock, it means he better make decisions in a hurry, and he's going to make important decisions that have a lot to do with the future of the Miami Dolphins. This board will enable him to make those decisions quickly, with as much information as he can possibly have at his resources. It's amazing. He showed me some of the things he could do. He showed me how if they change a rating on a guard, or if they want to make a guard a tackle, or how quickly they could do it. I remember when I first started covering the team way back in the dark ages of 1980, and they used to handwrite everything on boards. And then they elevated to magnets, where they took the magnets and they had a manually move it. Well, what this does is this takes it all to another level. And Dennis emphasized to me that this isn't going to replace gut decisions. This isn't going to replace the knowledge he has in his head or the feelings he had when he interviewed a player one-on-one. You know, all the human things. But as far as the statistical things, the data, the biographical information, you know, the ratings, just an enormous capability to access information quickly, efficiently, and in a manner that is really unlike anything that I have seen. You know, I asked him how widespread this is in the NFL. He didn't know because he doesn't want to tell all NFL teams this is the way they do it, or he doesn't ask NFL teams that. He knows that it started in Tampa about 5 or 6 years ago, and he knows the value of it because of the experiences he has there, and he wanted to share that value here. Now Joe Philbin has one in his office. Before too long, I expect there to be 5 or 6 of these around the building, and it really is an impressive resource that he now has at his fingers. At one point, I said to him, Dennis, you know, you're not old guard. He said, no, I'm really not old guard. And he's not. And he's bringing to the Dolphins something that will help them do their job and something that's probably overdue. And it's going to be interesting to see where this goes. I asked him, for instance, can he call up videos instantly of a player? He said, we're not quite there yet, but we're going to be there. So, as intriguing as it is now, a couple of years from now, I think it's going to blow what it's doing now out of the water. So it's exciting. It was very interesting, and I feel lucky that Dennis spent a few minutes with me and showed me how this is going to work and how he's going to utilize it in the coming months.
It does sound exciting. First of all, when you said that there could be 5 or 6 around the building here, I think that John Congemi just got really excited.
I would love one in my house. I can tell you that.
Well, as he's doing his draft preview for us here on the Finsiders and on Dolphins.com, I mean, I can just imagine what that would look like.
Let's see where the Dolphins rate this guy. Yeah, right. That would be good.
That would be really cool. By the way, just in case you want to hear more about this, you can check out your AC and the AM column tomorrow. It'll debut 6 a.m. as it usually does. It'll be all about everything you learn with Dennis Hickey. And I guess when you're talking about this and talking about utilizing the technology and the analytics, is this essentially the equivalent of Moneyball when it comes to, we hear that in baseball, but for football?
Well, another subset of what he's doing is he's creating an analytics department for the Dolphins. And this is going to be amazing as well, because all of these people are just going to crunch numbers. And they're going to do a lot of analysis and evaluating all by numbers. You know, you would think that after Moneyball, everybody would be doing this already, but everybody's not doing this. And some of the things Dennis is instituting in this franchise can do nothing but help. There is no downside on creating an analytical department that gives you a better read on all the numbers that are thrown to you. There's no downside on having a screen like this that makes your job quicker, more efficient, gives you resources that you never had before. It's great, and it's just building. And really, I sensed by spending a few minutes with Dennis, I sensed his excitement. And I sensed how eager he is to see how this smart board evolves into other things that will make his job more efficient and assist him in coming up with the type of decisions we all want him to make.
You know what's funny about this, guys, is that this league in the NFL is a copycat league. We always talk about, well, the Patriots are doing that offensively, so I'm sure the Dolphins and the Bills and the Jets are going to put their version in. But really, Tampa Bay, as far as we know, is the only team that really started this and implemented this in their draft. But it has so many more applications, which is the exciting part for an organization, not only for the draft to save in time and get information at your fingertips, but the revelation of using this on a year-round basis to not only do draft, but when you're releasing players and when you're trying to get information on a player 2 years ago that you want to go back and resource again and make sure you were correct on it. And it matches up with your gut.
Oh, sure. How about undrafted free agents, undrafted rookies, free agents that are still out there and they want to do an analytical review on how offensive linemen from a certain school compares to offensive linemen from another school based on the coaching they had. You know, all things, you know, again, I need to keep emphasizing, as Dennis did to me, none of this is going to replace his gut feeling. None of this is going to replace what he sees with his eyes and what he feels with his heart. But it is going to make his job much more efficient. It's going to help him when he's on the clock, and it's going to give a sense of completeness within the organization that they have done all their due diligence, they have done all their homework, and they have all the information they need to make the right decisions.
Andy Cohen is the voice you hear there, columnist on Dolphins.com. You'll obviously see him as well on Fox Sports Florida. And you can check out AC in the AM tomorrow. It'll be debut on Dolphins.com at 6 a.m. all about your conversation with Dennis Hickey. And Andy, a lot of people are wondering, because we've seen Dennis Hickey do a few media events and talk to everybody, but we're still trying to get a feel for what the GM is all about. So what else can you tell us about him, his personality, and his approach to everything he's done so far this offseason?
Well, the first thing you have to understand is this is a person who for 19 years was really in the background more than he was in the spotlight at Tampa Bay. So he wasn't used to having massive press conferences. He wasn't used to being the spokesman of a team when it came to personnel matters. So I think he's easing himself into that role. But what I saw one-on-one is I saw a greatest excitement. I saw a great passion. I saw a man that is just thrilled to be here and open to suggestions and ideas and ways of building this franchise. He recited his resume to me briefly and making a point about that he's been around winners in his life. The Bucks won the championship when he was there. He's been around junior college championship programs. He knows what it takes. He knows what that feeling is like, and he wants so much to bring that feeling to the Dolphins. And I could really feel that in the room, and I could sense it from his words as well.
He didn't happen to mention Zach Martin, the tackle from Notre Dame.
No, I know.
Smart board.
You know, I kind of whispered him.
Just ask.
First
that.
Round, who do you take? But it just wasn't the time and the setting for him to give away that at this point.
In the sense of the draft and the Miami Dolphins doing all the things that they have done to try to solidify the offensive line, does your gut, not your computer, but does your gut tell you that they're going to stay with the offensive line in that first pick?
Common sense tells you they're going to stay with the offensive line, but common sense has been wrong so many times in the draft. I believe Dennis Hickey probably adheres more to, if there's a guy on that board that is so much better than everybody else, regardless of the position, you know, he has a sense of security here especially in his first year building this. I wouldn't be shocked if there was a great linebacker on the board and he thought he could get a tackle in the second round and this was a linebacker that he didn't want to bypass. I think he has, you know, the gumption to go after that. So I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't necessarily say common sense is going to be right in this case. You know, once we see him go through draft, we'll have a better feel. But I think he can go in several different directions.
It's going to be very interesting, Andy Cohen. Appreciate it. Great to see you here in the Finsider studio.
And great to see you, too.
Nice to talk to you over the radio and television airwaves here. Of course, you can follow Andy on Twitter, @CohenFins. Columnist on Dolphins.com. Make sure you check it out tomorrow, 6 a.m., AC in the AM. We'll have all the details on your conversation with Dennis Hickey and how he's revolutionizing analytics and technology as far as approaching the draft and the offseason.